Welcome to the Shootil Podcast, a podcast for any and all creatives. My name is Warren DePict. I'm a photographer, videographer, and graphic designer based in Los Angeles. And today, I'm doing this in a hurry. I'm trying to pack up for my trip, and I figured why not record the whole thing and during my podcast. So this will be a little bit more visual, but I will be sort of explaining everything that's in my bag if, for those of you who are listening to it. Yeah, let's get started. All right, so I'm going on a week-long photo trip, and I have probably about 4 days of shooting. In between those days, I have some days to like edit and work. But this is my carry-on gear case. So this is a Pelican 1510 case. This meets all the regulations for a carry-on, and you don't have to worry about it not getting through security or anything like that. And I should mention that I never allow my photo gear sort of like out of my vision. Like cameras and lenses always stay with me. Lights, you know, stands, things of that nature, maybe a gimbal, that's okay to throw in my check-in, but like cameras and lenses, those always stay with me. It's just sort of like a security thing. I just feel better when they're with me. So let's go ahead and open this thing up. All right, so I emptied this thing out, and there are a few things in here already that I'll go ahead and talk about before I throw other stuff in here. So the first thing that I want to talk about are my speed light. So I have a Godox, I forget what version this is, a V1C. So this Godox is amazing. I love the fact that it has a round flash head. It's just better for the key lights or the light, the catch light that you get in people's eyes. I have it with a hot shoe extension, so this will go on my camera, and typically the speed light will go on this thing. So this is my mini RC bracket. I've had this thing for years. I've talked about it before in previous videos. It's amazing. I highly recommend it. Basically, it's a bracket that you attach to the bottom of your camera. You attach your hot shoe extension to this arm here, and once your hot shoe extension is here, it should put your flash right next to your lens. So this is probably like one of the most used tools or things that I have in my camera bag when I'm taking flash photography. So it's this, and I usually pair it with my 28-70 f/2. It's a great lens for that. So this is already in here. I have extra batteries for my speed light. I have a color checker. So color checker is super important for color. I usually just like to take a quick photo of this just to make sure that I can dial in my color at the beginning of each look if I'm switching sites. And it also has a nice gray card, so the gray card is great for video. I'll throw that in there. And then lastly, besides the extra batteries that I have in here, I have this thing. This is a flash disk. So this is F-Stoppers makes one of these, I believe. But I didn't get theirs. I have just a regular, I got this on Amazon. So basically, this flash disk turns your flash into like a softbox. It's your speed light into a softbox. And it's really awesome. So you just throw your speed light in here. It attaches via this elastic. And you point this white round side to your model or your subject. And it gives off like a really nice light. So typically if I'm using this thing, I've used this thing a lot at events. During shoots, I'll use the hot shoe extension. So I'm holding my camera in one hand and I have my speed light in the other hand, and I'm doing this. And I have, you know, sort of like moving the light in and out away from my subject. It's a really great tool. And so, and it also packs up really nicely. So you just sort of like fold it in, fold it down like a reflector. It comes in a little pouch. Like that, and I just, you know, really simple, really easy to use. And then I have some things here. So I have my Rode Wireless Pros here with some lav mics. And then I have just like a USB plug, as well as some USB-C charger wires that'll just sort of like come in handy for any charging that I have to do while I'm on the trip. I'm not traveling outside the state, so I don't need to bring any adapters for different countries or anything like that. This big pouch here is supposed to be for my laptop, but I'll keep my laptop in my backpack. It's also probably better that way because lenses are probably constantly pushing up against it. So it's probably not the best place to put anything or anything valuable, especially like a laptop. So I'll usually leave this pouch empty unless I absolutely need to put something in there. So let's start packing this thing up with actual gear. All right, so the first piece of gear that's going in here is my Canon R3. So this is, most of the photos that I'm taking on this trip are going to be for social media use and paywall stuff. So nothing is going to be printed. If it is printed, 24 megapixels is more than enough. I don't think you need more than 24 megapixels. Obviously, if you were planning to blow an image up, I do have another camera for that as well. But the R3 is like my workhorse for these social media shoots. It's fast. Autofocus is amazing. It's never given me any problems. The weather sealing, battery life, everything on this camera is sick. So this is going in here. I have my wrist strap. So this is made by a friend of mine. Straps by Ruben or L Rubes. And so it just goes around my wrist, and I never use it without the strap, so that way if I drop it, I'm good. And it's held together by I forget who makes these. I think it's Polar Pro. No. Anchor. I forget who makes these, but these are like little quick release things. I think they're made by Polar Pro. But yeah, it's the strap goes on that little thing on there. And so that'll go in here. All right, so next I have my R5C with the gimbal. So here it is. It's a monster of a camera, and I have the 24-105 f/2.8 on here. It's on the gimbal right now because I was messing around with it, trying to make sure that it would balance correctly. I'm using the R5C this time instead of the C70 just because it's smaller. It carries better. Obviously, I'm losing the tracking in 120, but I still have tracking in 60p, 4K. So I think that's going to be okay for this shoot. So I'm not necessarily too worried. But the cool thing about this is that even with this big old lens on this gimbal, so this is the RS3 Pro, it balances perfectly. So this is supposed to balance up to 10 pounds. And it works really well. So this is how this works here. I'm not having any issues. I typically like to keep these grips here on it. It's just more stable for me as opposed to grabbing it from the middle. But this is amazing. This is like a really dope tool, and I will be externally powering it, so I won't be using the battery in the camera. I have this V-mount adapter here. I mean, it is heavy. So here's the V-mount adapter, and I would put V-mount batteries on here and then just run the camera through that power. So let's break this thing down. So this is my first time really bringing the R5C on a shoot, and the reason why I haven't before is because I was so used to using my C70 because it has internal NDs. I love the fact that it has the tracking and slow motion, but I think at some point the size was going to get in its own way, and it's also a crop sensor camera. I know I talk a lot of shit about crop sensor cameras, but that sensor on that camera is amazing. The sensor on this camera is just as amazing. It has a dual gain system, so I think the native ISOs on this camera is the same as the C70. I think it's also 800 ISO and 3200 ISO when you're shooting in log. The C70 also has C-Log 2, which I prefer over to C-Log 3, but what are you going to do? So let's take this camera off. Here is the R5C. I have the small rig Black Mamba cage on it. I do have also the handle that I'll probably throw in my backpack, but I have this with this counterweight here on the front, and the reason why I added just this 50 gram counterweight is because I was able to balance it just right to where the gimbal doesn't hit the eyepiece, because that's probably one of my biggest issues when you throw the 24 to 105 on the camera or on the gimbal, is that when you're maneuvering the gimbal around, it's always sort of like hitting the eyepiece on this back part of the gimbal. So by adding just that tiny counterweight on the camera along with the cage, I was able to sort of like balance it just right to where it doesn't hit that the back piece with the eye cup. I will take the counterweight off when it goes in my bag. And then I'll also take this, they make this attachment for your wires. I'll also take that off. And then that'll fit perfectly here. Perfect. Now the 24 to 105, I won't take off the plate. I'll leave the plate on the lens and I'll pack it that way. It's just easier, faster setup when I'm on the go. And this is how I will pack it in the bag. I'll take off the filter, obviously. So this is a Nisi. Yeah, this is a Nisi True Tone variable ND. This is one stop to five stops. I went with this one instead of the Polar Pro one because that one is 2 to 5. And sometimes you don't necessarily need the full two stops. So the fact that this one goes from 1 to 5 is great. It has the stops on it as well. So when you twist it, it'll stop right there and it won't go past it. So you won't have to worry about getting those weird lines in your picture. That was probably another big reason why I got this filter. And so let's put the filter away first. It came with its own little case. So that's the Nisi filter right here, and it'll go over here with my color checker. So the lens will go right here at the top. And I also have these elastic straps, and I'll just sort of strap it in just in case. I love this sort of like foam insert. You can get two different foam inserts for this case. There's this one that comes with this yellow foam cushion. I prefer this one than the actual foam ones that you have to cut and size yourself. But the cutting your own cushion is probably a little bit safer for your gear. I don't know. I just prefer this one for ease of use. Lastly, the last two things that go in my carry-on are two lenses, my two main lenses that I use for photo. So the first one is the RF 85 1.2. This is not the DS version. This is just the regular one. I have a ND filter on here. This is not a variable ND. This is just a regular fixed ND. I believe that's a 4-stop ND on there. It's just great for me to shoot wide open out in the daylight. And then my other favorite lens to use on the shoots, this one is the 28-70 f2. So this is a big chunky boy. Definitely really heavy. This is a 3-pound lens, but this thing paired with the R3 is insane. Just amazing. And then I'll just throw the counterweight and this little attachment in this little bag here. That's it for this carry-on. So the rest of it will go in my check-in and my backpack. So when you go on flights, obviously a lot of you guys know, you're allowed a carry-on and a personal bag. So there's that. So my personal bag is going to be this in-case DSLR backpack. I believe they still sell this one on the site. They have another one called the DSLR Pro, which is much thicker. And I'll show you guys how thick that one is because I have that one too. But that one's definitely not a personal bag. That one's way too big. You'll probably have to list that one as a carry-on. But then this is the difference. So here is my DSLR Pro. And just so you guys know how big it is, on the back, if I open this up, I have like wires and my AD600 Pro. So it's a big boy. This is definitely not, like, you can fit, obviously, like your bigger cameras, your bigger lenses in this. But the fact that it's big enough to, you can, for it to fit a whole strobe back here, is pretty awesome. And I don't know why they stopped making it. The main reason why I love in-case's backpacks is because the only gear entrance is through the back, or through this top part where you could just sort of like quickly access your camera with a lens already attached. That was great. And then I love that the laptop isn't against your back. So my big issue with backpacks is that a lot of the times the laptop will be against your back. And if you have a lot of gear in your bag already, when you have all that weight, the minute that you go down and you pick something up on the, off the ground, just a little bit of flex in that in the MacBook Pros, and it could sort of like damage it in a pretty serious way, cause it to overheat, things like that, things to disconnect. So I just much rather have my laptop up here. And so here's where your laptop would go. So very similar to this one is my actual bag that I'm taking on the trip. This is the smaller one. So you have the pocket here, and then my laptop, charger, Apple Pencil, my iPad would go right here. And then I have, what else do I have down here? Oh yeah, I have my memory card case. So I have this case. So these are all the cards that I'm taking on my trip, besides two that are already in my bag. So I have one CF Express Type B in my R3 and my R5. So that's five CF Expresses and then six SD cards, just in case. Along with that, let's actually talk about hard drives as well. So I use two of these things. So these are the Extreme Pro SanDisk SSD. The reason why I love these is because they're so small but so fast. These things, I think the read-write speed is like 2,000 megabytes a second, which is extremely fast, way easier to work off of, especially if you're doing stuff in Premiere Pro. It keeps your, you know, obviously your laptop running better if you can work off of an SSD like this. They do heat up quite a little bit, but I've never had issues with it. Just like a really great thing. So I have two of these. One is a backup, one I work off of. But both of them have the exact same thing, just in case. But always back up your stuff. Always, always, always back up your stuff. So here's where I'll keep my SSDs, just right in the front pouch. So here's one, here's two. I bring two wires with me. This is a Thunderbolt 3 wire. This is extremely fast. It's actually one of the only wires that could probably hold up to that speed that the drives give you. So I highly recommend either you guys getting a Thunderbolt 3 or a Thunderbolt 4 wire. This is a Thunderbolt 3. This is not an Apple one, but I do have an Apple one here. So this is my Thunderbolt 4 Apple wire. These are expensive. I think this one's like 160, almost 200 bucks with tax. They're really nice. They have this like knitted, braided wire. They're really thick. But the transfer speed on this is even faster than the Thunderbolt 3. I highly recommend them. This one's a little bit longer. So I have to like pull it up a couple times. But this is awesome. I like never leave my house without one. It's just really amazing to be able to transfer files at the highest speed possible. If you guys have a hard drive that is supposed to be pretty fast, but for some reason transfers slower, I guarantee you it's the wire that you're using. So Thunderbolt 3, Thunderbolt 4, highly recommend those. So that'll go in there as well. This is a SanDisk CF Express card reader. This is an Anker Ethernet converter to USB, Ethernet to USB-C converter. One of these dongles I would recommend for you to just plug in directly into the router of wherever you're staying. Okay, so now let's open up the back of this thing. There's already some things in here which I'll talk about. So one thing is the Canon R3 battery charger. So this is the same one that I think I've used since the 1DX Mark II. Great charger, the wires in here as well. And then here are my two V-mount batteries. So these are by Small Rig. This is the VB50. You know, they're smaller, but they do the job. I think they last, my R5C, I think it's like 250 minutes, which I think, I don't know, it's a couple hours. I'm not good at math. You guys know this already if you guys have watched the podcast. These next two lenses are, these are like just in case lenses. So I like to bring them just in case, but most of the times I don't necessarily use them. But when I'm gone on a trip like this, I'd rather have them on me than not have them. So the first one is the Canon 15-35 f/2.8. This is IS stabilized as well, so it's a great lens for video. I might use it for video if I need to get wider than that 24, but if I don't, you know, it's just good to have. For photos, is really great as well. The next one is the 70-200 f/2.8. So this is the Canon lens that extends, really compact. I've used it in a couple scenarios if I need to get that extra range, but it also gives you really good compression. So those are my just-in-case lenses. Now let's break down this gimbal. And half of the gimbal will go in here and the other half will go in my check-in. So basically every part of the gimbal but the motor will go, or but the motors, I guess I should say, will go in my backpack. So this will go in my check bag, and then all these would fit here in just this little pocket down here. So that, this is a battery. These are the tripod legs, both arms, and I'll leave the V-mount attachment on, and then the handles will go in there. Then I have the small rig handle. That'll go in this little pocket here. Now in the quick access pocket is going to be my everyday carry camera, which a lot of you guys probably know is my X100V. But I got my X106 in. And so I did a whole unboxing for this, and I was going to plan to do it on another podcast. But it didn't go horribly wrong, but some of the accessories that I got for it, it didn't necessarily fit. So I got a lens hood from Square Hood because I've seen people use them and I actually love the design. But the weird thing is that the Square Hood that I got wouldn't fit with my SFX Subtle Dream filter, which is weird because I've seen people use filters with that lens hood and for some reason they just didn't fit. So really quickly, I'll just go over some of the accessories on this thing. So I have this square hood on it. I can't pronounce the name of the brand who makes it. It is H-A-O-K-E. It's actually really great because the square hood, when you take it off, there's an attachment for the lens filter. And I didn't have an issue getting my Prism FX Subtle Dream filter on with this hood. This is actually the lens hood that I used on my X100V, and I just transferred it over to this X106. I also transferred over this thumb rest. So the thumb grip lets you get a better grip on the camera, obviously, and then I have a black soft shutter release button on this. So far, I'm loving the camera. I do kind of want to share some of my presets with you guys. I have 6 presets I use. 2 of them that are on the Fuji app. I have the Portra 400 V2 recipe on here. That's probably one of my favorites on here, as well as a HP5 recipe that I got off of that app. And then I have a couple custom ones that I call just like Depict Warm, Depict Cold, and then Depict Auto, which are just sort of like some ones that I sort of created for the way that I use the camera. But that'll go up here at the quick access pocket. And then I got this new thing. So this is the Godox Lux Junior. It's a flash. It's technically a speed light. It's made for cameras like this. I can actually use it on my G2 as well and any of my other film cameras. I'm bringing it along on this trip to use with my X106 because when I'm using flash on my X105 and the 6 camera, the battery dies really quickly. So in order to get around that, I'm going to be using an external flash. I'm hoping that the resync time on the flash is a little bit quicker when I'm using an external flash than the one on the camera. And also sort of helps the battery life on the camera as well. So I'm excited to use both of those things, but that's pretty much it for everything that I'm taking in my backpack. All right, so the last thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about was insurance. So when I'm going on these trips, obviously I'm taking a lot of stuff with me. It's always a little bit scary. You know, you hear these stories about people getting robbed or their rental car broken into. First of all, never keep your gear in your car. That's just dumb. But a good way to protect yourself and your gear from this type of stuff is business insurance. I've had a couple different policies by different companies in the past, but the one that I have now is Locked In Affinity. And I got Locked In Affinity through PPA, so Professional Photographers of America. This is not sponsored by them. They did not pay me to say this, but I highly recommend it. If you don't have insurance, or if you're just a photographer and you have a camera and a couple lenses, I highly recommend for you to just sign up with their basic plan. I think it's like $25 or $35 a month, and that covers up to $15,000 of a year. That's their base plan. If you do have more than $15,000 worth of gear, then you would just sort of apply for their higher tier coverage, which then is processed through Locked In Affinity, which is an insurance company. And then at that point, you would have to list everything that you own along with the serial numbers and their value and give that list over to the company. They would then charge you for the amount that you are trying to get insured for. I'm not sure how much I pay monthly. I think throughout the year, it's probably, I think it's $2,500 for the whole year, but it's worth it. You know, it just in case anything happens, you want to make sure that you're covered. Also, if you're shooting, I would highly recommend you guys just sort of keep hard drives and stuff like that on your person. Just make sure that you guys don't lose any of that data. Obviously, the photos and the files themselves are very important. So just make sure that you have a system. You know, if you're traveling with somebody, have two separate backups to where you have a backup on you and they have a backup on them. I've been in situations where I've dropped hard drives and have lost files, and it was, you know, my biggest nightmare, and I don't wish that on anyone. So I highly recommend you guys just having backups, backing it up to the cloud, doing something so you guys don't ever have to run into that issue. I've never had a memory card fail on me, but I do know that it does happen. I know people that it's happened to. And when memory cards fail or they get corrupted, at that point you're losing money because you can't charge your client for work that can no longer be done. And it's just way better and safer for everyone to just have backups. But on the base level, sign up for Professional Photographers of America if you don't have any insurance. Again, it's very fairly cheap. The sign up process is really easy. This is not sponsored. They're not paying me to do this. I just think it's a good idea to be covered. You don't ever want to be left without any coverage or in a position to where you can no longer work. Obviously, if something happens, you drop your gear into the ocean or it gets stolen or something like that happens, you want to be able to continue to work without having to worry about where am I going to get money to replace all this from. You know, insurance is just very important to have. So I highly recommend it. Again, not sponsored, but, you know, head over to Professional Photographers, or I think their website is ppa.com. So I think that's it for today's episode. Just a really quick heads up. I did post the BTS for Project 3, the March project, on my Patreon, Shoot to Ill. That I'm really happy with how the photos turned out. I need to schedule a live stream, which will probably happen probably the week of the 25th. I will probably schedule that live stream. So the editing stream and the layout stream will be that week. Next week's episode is sort of up in the air right now. I'm going to try my hardest to film another episode, whether it's on my trip or when I get back, but I want to make sure that it doesn't take away, or that this podcast doesn't make me sort of like neglect my clients. You know, I'm not anywhere close to a point to where this is sort of like my main gig. Definitely not a YouTuber yet. I don't even think I'm have gotten good at talking yet. So it's like a whole different thing. Different set of issues that I probably need to talk to my therapist about. But anyway, I hope watching me pack for my trip was helpful to you guys, just seeing how I pack and what things I put in what bags. Obviously, I bring probably more gear than I need. For me, I'm definitely in the mindset of like, it's better to have and not need it than to need it and not have it. We'll see. I'll let you guys know what I use and what I don't use on my next podcast. Stay tuned. Thank you guys again for watching. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like, subscribe. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave us a good review. Us. I keep saying us. Thank you guys again for watching. I'll see you guys next week. Keep shooting. Peace.